firm when we say we cannot do something which is haram. When we're firm when these different trials come to us and we stopped firmly. Likewise, turning up to Allah, tabarak ta'ala, making dua, as Yusuf alayhi salam made dua, right? When he's saying that sijin is better for him. Sijin is better for him. And he needs help from Allah ta'ala. He said, my Lord, prison is more beloved to me. It's more likened to me than that which they invite me to. And if you do not protect me from this plan, I might incline toward them and thus be from the ignorant. فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُ رَبَّهُ. And then his Lord answered this dua, answered him and saved him from this situation. نعم. وكما أنه كمل المراتب الصبر. And we're still talking about the patience in which Yusuf alayhi salam has established. So Imam al-Sa'di says, كما أنه كمل المراتب الصبر فقد كمل المراتب العدل والإحسان للرعية حين تولى خزائن البلاد المصرية. Likewise, not only did he perfect the different levels of patience and completed the different levels of patience, but he also completed the different levels of justice and perfection over these different situations of the storehouses in which he was in charge of. So he completed the level of being completed the level and was forgiven and aided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was aided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to complete all of these different levels. وَكَمَلَ مُرَاتِبِ الْعَفُوِ وَالْقَرَمِ. Likewise, he also completed the different levels of being generous and being forgiven. هِنَا قَالَ لَهُ إِخْوَتُهُ. When the brother said to him, تَاللَّهِ لَقَدْ آثَرَكَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا وَإِن كُنَّا لَخَاطِئِينَ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored you over us, and we were indeed from the people who fell into error. قَالَ لَا تَثْرِيبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْيَوْمِ يغفر الله لكم وهو أرحم الراحمين. There is no, nothing upon you today. No sin upon you today. No harm upon you today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you all. وهو أرحم الراحمين. And He is the most merciful. As we're going to see here, the Sheikh, he says, وكمل مراتب العفو. Okay, he finished and completed the levels of generosity. How do we derive that from the ayah? How do we derive that from the ayah? And the Shaykh here, you can see, he's very keen at pointing out different benefits connected to one small thing. Yusuf alayhi salam, he never said, no, but you did this and this and this first. Or he never mentioned what they did, nor did he throw it in their face. But he said, لَا تَثْرِيبَ عَلَيْكُمْ الْيَوْمِ. Don't even worry about it. There's nothing, don't worry about that. Okay, nothing upon you today. يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Allah will forgive you. وَهُوَ أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ. And He is the most merciful. Think about all these different things that Yusuf alayhi salam went through. All these different things that he went through by way of what? Being thrown in the well in the first place. And didn't mention anything from their shortcomings. And it's going to be connected to another benefit later in the book. Next, الفصل الرابع. وَمِنْهَا أَنَّ الْإِخْلَاصِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى أَكْبَرُ الْأَسْبَابِ لِحُصُولِ كُلِّ خَيْرٍ. Next, from the benefits of iman or ikhlas, sincerity to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, is that it is the biggest reason. It is the biggest reason in which the person will achieve all of the good, wa indifa'a kulli shar, and protect him from all of the evil. So al-ikhlas is that which will give you the success. كما قال تعالى كذلك لنصرف عنه السوء والفحشاء إنه من عبادنا المخلصين. As Allah says in the ayah, and just like that we have taken away from him all of the evil or the different disgusting type of affairs from the فحشاء. إِنَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا الْمُخْلِصِينَ. He is from our servants, the sincere ones. Afwan, ikhwan, lost my place. Aywa. And thus, we have turned him away from all the evil and immortality. Indeed, he is from the chosen servants. وَفِي الْقِرَاءَ أُخْرَى. And likewise, in another recitation of the ayat, الْمُخْلِصِينَ. Okay, al-mukhlisin, with a dhamma on the, or a kasra on the lam. Okay. أي الذين أخلصهم الله سبحانه وتعالى بخلاصة ذكر الدار وهما متلازمتان. Meaning that he was from not only from the sincere ones, but the chosen servants. And they were from those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose and granted them for the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hereafter. Thus he caused, this is the two different types of recitations that come of the ayah. Mukhlasin and mukhlisin. Okay? That he was chosen and likewise he was from the sincere. So whoever is sincere with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we can also follow under this same situation if we are patient. Yes, it was about Yusuf alayhi salam, but it's also general. Being sincere with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a cause for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choosing you to be from the close ones, from the awliya, and protecting you from harm. فَمَنْ أَخْلَصَ لِلَّهِ أَخْلَصَهُ وَخَلَّصَهُ مِنَ الشُّرُورِ وَعَصَمَهُ مِنَ السُّوءِ وَالْفَحْشَاءِ. As Imam al-Sadi says here, so the one who is sincere with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and he's sincere in his actions, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will rid him of all type of evil and protect him from all type of immoralities and all type of wrongdoings. The next benefit. So before we go on, to make it a little bit more interactive, the two types of recitation, what was it? Of the ayah? Mukhlasin and mukhlisin. What's the difference in the meaning? The mukhlasin with the fatha on the kasra or on the lam means what? The sincere, right? The sincere ones. Mukhlisin with a kasra on the lam means chosen. Yes, chosen. Tayyib. Which one is the correct version, or is there a correct version, or they both go together? They're both correct. And what do we derive from this meaning? What do we derive from this ayah? Aywa, exactly. So, being from those who are sincere with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, stays away from his harms, do all of his right, the deeds in which he commands, then he comes from not only being from the chosen, but also being from those who are sincere. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will rid him of all evil and all harms. Jameen. Jazakumullah khairan. So this is from the biggest benefits of ikhlas. Ikhlas, you'll be freed from all types of harms. And how in need are we of that today? Living in a place that we're living in a place like America. We need ikhlas. We are in yani the greatest hajjah, the greatest need of ikhlas, so that we can be protected. So that we can be protected from all these different things which are coming to us. Not only harms from what we see, but harms the way people are thinking today. Yani, there, subhanAllah, there's wars being taken place. We need ikhlas. So this is from the greatest asbab, the greatest reasons of attaining ikhlas. That it is something in which give you the door to all good and protect you from all evils. The next benefit, وَمِنْهَا ما دلت عليه قصة من العمل بالقرائن قوية من عدة الوجوه. Likewise, from the story, it illustrates for us the different angles of importance in acting with strong supportive evidence, meaning having proof, having dalil, and doing and trying to put forth a point. ومنها حين ادعت امرأة العزيز أن يوسف راودها وقال هي راودتني عن نفسي. Right? When the woman came, and she was the one trying to chase after Yusuf, but then she said, no, actually he was the one who wanted me. فشهد شاهد من أهلها. So what happened? The testifier, the one who came, the witness, he came, and he was from amongst her people. He was amongst her people. This is from the greatest evidences. Having somebody or having something that can be seen as a proof, which was, in this situation, the shirt. So the shirt was there to see, and the one who made the judgment was from her people. أي حكم حاكم بهذا الحكم الواضح. So then the judge, he went and he judged with the correct ruling, which was clear. Obviously, the shirt cannot be torn from the back, but he was approaching her. Had it been torn from the front, then that would have been a different story, but it was torn from the back, right? إِن كَانَ قَمِيسُهُ قُدَّ مِنْ قُبُلٍ صَدَقَتْ وَهُوَ مِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ As Allah says, had it been from the front, then she is truthful, and he is from the liars, right? And he is from the liars. And that is proof, as Imam Sa'di says, يَدُلُّ عَلَى إِقْبَالِهِ عَلَيْهَا That will show that he was actually trying to go after her. وَإِن كَانَ قَمِيسُهُ قُدَّ مِنْ دُبُرٍ فَكَذَبَتْ وَهُوَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ And it had it been torn from the back, which it was, then she is actually the one lying, and he is from the Salihin, the righteous. So this right here is the proof or the reason to have proof in affairs. Have your receipts, as they say, right? Keep your receipts. See what takes place. Make sure you keep it listed. I think that one's pretty straightforward. Now, وَمِنَ الْعَمِلِ بِالْقُرَاءِ Likewise, as it comes later in the story, from having proofs and evidences, as we'll see in the end of the ayah, وَجُودَ السَّوَاعِ فِي رَحْلِ أَخِيهِ That he, when that golden bowl was found in the bag of his brother. وَهُكْمُهُمْ عَلَيْهِ And he allowed the brothers to make the ruling, right? About what do you do if so there's a thief, okay? That was the proof. They seen the bowl come out of his bag, right? That's why when they go back to the father, they say, we do not say except that which we seen, ma shahidina, right? That which we seen. So this is also a proof for having dalil. The next one, وَمِنْهَا أَنَّهُ يَنْبَغِي لِلْعَبْدِ أَنْ يَبْتَعِدَ عَنْ أَسْبَابَ الْفِتْنِ وَيَحْرَبَ مِنْهَا عِنْدَ الْوُقُوعِهَا Likewise, this is from the benefits of the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. It is necessary upon the slave to keep away from all means that leads to fitan, trials and tribulations. He should flee from them. He should flee from them. As it occurred with Yusuf alayhi salam when, as we talked earlier, she was trying to seduce him. So that's from the benefits. Fleeing from fitna. وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْمُفَسِّرِينَ ذَكَرُوا فِي تَفْسِيرِ الْبُرْحَانِ الَّذِي رَاهُ يُوسُفْ هِنَا اِعْتَسَمَ مِنَ الْفَاحِشَةِ إِسْرَائِلِيَاتِ تُنَافِي الْعَمْلُ وَالدِّينِ وَتُنَافِي مَا عَلَيْهِ الرَّسُولُ مِنَ الْكَمَالِ He gives a tanbih here, Imam al-Sa'di, that there is a lot of different mufassirin out there who use the tafsir of some of the Israeliyats, some of the different narrations of the Jews. And it is something which is tunafi al-aql wa-d-deen. It takes away from yani, the intellect, the straight path and the understanding of this ayah and religiosity of Yusuf alayhi salam. So it's important to stay away from those. Now, and he goes into a bit of differing from amongst the mufassirin, which we're not going to get into today. Aywa. So, it's important. As it comes in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, again staying and fleeing away from evil, man hamma bi sayyi'atin falam ya'malha katabaha Allahu ta'ala hasanatan kamilan. An encouragement to stay away from evil. Okay, the person who has some type of interest to evil, right? But he does not do it whatsoever, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes for him a good deed. فَإِنَّهُ إِنَّمَا تَرَكَهَا مِنْ جَرَاهِ Indeed, he left it, and this is from the, it's like it was written for him, a complete deed. So it's encouragement for us to make sure that we leave off doing and fleeing from actions which will harm us. طيب. I think that one was pretty clear, but just so we can make sure we know the dalil. What's the dalil that tells us that we need to flee away from trials and tribulations? What's the dalil that shows us we need to get going? We see something harmful in front of us. How do we get away from it? Why should we get away from it? Why shouldn't we? I mean, we didn't see nothing happen yet, really. So why should we leave? What's the proof for that? Yusuf ran into the door. Barakallahu feek. Aywa. Jazakumullah khairan. I like to be a little bit more interactive, you know, because, you know, Saturday is 6. I think you guys don't usually come to the masjid this time. I heard after Maghrib is when everybody's a little bit more woke. So trying to be a little bit more interactive. Even me, I'm trying to get my coffee. I'm still in Pittsburgh time. Right now it's 10 o'clock there. Okay, so I'm still trying to get into it as well myself. Barakallahu feekum. Wa minha ma alayhi Yusuf alayhi salam min al jamal al zahir alladhi akhadha. أخذ بل 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 بامرأة العزيز و وشغفها حبا. Likewise, that which Yusuf alayhi salam was upon from his apparent beauty, which captured the heart of the Aziz, right? The Aziz's wife, right? The king's wife, and caused her to, yani, want to be close to him, right? She was attracted to him. She wanted to chase after him. Naam. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala, he gave Yusuf alayhi salam beauty inside and out. Beauty inside and out. We've taken already how many different characteristics Yusuf alayhi salam has had. From patience, from ikhlas, from sabr, from sincerity, from listening to his father, from keeping the character the same in prison and outside of prison. Right? Not seeking revenge, as we're going to see further from the benefits. There is so many benefits, so many beauties with Yusuf alayhi salam, even from partying and giving, right? So Yusuf alayhi salam, he was beautiful inside and out. The outside beauty, likewise, was something which, yani, that's what made the Aziz, the wife, come to him, right? So from the benefits we see is that Allah Ta'ala has given his beauty to Yusuf alayhi salam inside and out, and that's how we should be. We should try to be the most beautiful inside, most importantly, with sincerity, with ikhlas, with pardoning, with sharing, with being pious, etc. To the point, he was so beautiful, they say, or it was stated in the ayat, that what happened when all these women seen him, when he came out, after being given knives, they cut themselves, right? In hadha illa malakun kareem. They said this is not a person. This is an angel, a beautiful angel. Subhanallah. Wa min al jamal al batin wa huwa al afwatu wal ikhlasu al kamil wa siyana. As we already take. So he had the beauty on the outside and he also had the beauty inside from ikhlas and sincerity and with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The last point we'll take before Maghrib is where he says, Imam Sa'adi, وَمِنْهَا أَنَّهُ يَنْبَغِي لِلْعَبْدِ أَنْ يَلْتَجِي إِلَى اللَّهِ تَبَارَكُ وَتَعَالَى عِنْدَ الْخَوْفِ الْوُقُوعِ فِي فِتْنِ الْمَعَاسِ وَالذُّنُوبِ. It's important for us, and it's necessary upon Allah's slaves, okay, when he fears falling into any type of trials or any type of tribulations, that he or disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he seeks refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and has patience, okay, striving to keep away from it. يعني مع الصبر والاجتهاد في البعد عنها. And striving and patience and trying to stay away from that. كما فعل يوسف. Just as Yusuf did. نعم. ودعا ربه. And he called upon his Lord. He supplicated to his Lord. وإلا تصرف عني كيدهن. وإلا تصرف عني كيدهن. أَصْبُ إِلَيْهِنَّ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْجَاهِنِينَ. So if you do not protect me, if I'm not protected from their trials or their plots, then indeed I will fall into it and I'll be from the ignorant. So it's important for us not only when we're dealt with any type of hardships that we turn to Allah Ta'ala and supplicate to Him. وَإِنَّ الْعَبْدُ لَا حَوْلَ لَهُ وَلَا قُوَّةَ وَلَا عِسْمَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. There's no power, there's no ability, there's no protection except with Allah Tabarak Ta'ala. The servant must keep this in mind. فَالْعَبْدُ مَأْمُورٌ بِفِعْلِ الْمَأْمُورِ وَتَرْكِ الْمَحْذُورِ. The servant, he is commanded with doing that in which he's commanded with and leaving off that which he is prohibited from. مَعَ الصَّبْرِ عَلَى مَقْدُورِ. Likewise, being patient upon the decree of Allah Tabarak Ta'ala. مَعَ الْإِسْتِعَانَةِ بِالْمَلِكِ الْشُكُورِ. Likewise, with the isti'ana, the seeking help and aid from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and being thankful. We're going to stop there, and we'll continue on page 32 after Maghrib, inshallah ta'ala. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad.